هادفا دون تكلف بما يهدف غرض الخطبة.
So when you rhyme, you should not bring words that do not serve the meaning. Rhyme is nice and it even affects people, affects the audience, but that should not be used
exaggeratively.
So use a rhythm of poetry, but do not use it excessively. Then comes another branch of accessory knowledge, which is that the scholar better be aware about, which is the humanitarian branches of knowledge. All the branches of knowledge that come under the umbrella of anthropological knowledge, anthropological science, or anthropology, and that is like sociology, and knowledge of human behavior, or behavior science and psychology. And then a speaker should be also aware about the foundations of the contemporary knowledge, or the foundations of the foundations of the current culture. Which means that he should be aware about the contemporary scholars in the society where he lives. He should be aware about the countries of the world, the politics that are taking place in the world, basically the issues that people are busy thinking about, because you don't want to be out of touch with people. You want to be in touch with people, and if you want to be in touch with people as a speaker, you should be aware about what people usually are busy thinking about. So if there are major events taking place around you, it doesn't make sense as a speaker not to be aware about, especially if they are taking place in the country where you live. Unfortunately, some of the speakers are isolated from the world around them, and they don't watch much news, they don't listen to the news, and the audience that come to attend the lecture or the speech usually have some kind of an expectation that the speaker will give any kind of, or will get his speech exposed at some point of it about what is going on around the world, and if that doesn't happen, usually the audience becomes a little bit disappointed. It will disappoint the audience to find out that the speaker is completely out of touch with the outer world. So again, that doesn't mean that the speaker goes excessively about telling the audience about everything. It cannot be a newscast, basically. The speech should not be a newscast. Some speakers, unfortunately, rather than coming to deliver a speech, they come to give a newscast. And they think of themselves, or they actually introduce themselves as political analysts. And that is not right. You're not delivering a speech to give people your point of view about the world politics. You're basically, mainly, you are targeting a much higher target than that, a much more sublime target than that, a much more important target than that, which is the hereafter. You are reminding people about the hereafter, so you're using everything around you basically to serve that target eventually. So you need to use these things, or these you need to use the means wisely. And you have to watch for, or you have to be well aware about the issue of what should be talked about and what should not be talked about, for security reasons, for for any kind of reason. Maybe you live somewhere where if you talk about an issue, you will get yourself exposed to danger, and the audience also will be exposed to danger. Maybe you will target the subject or you target the issue in a very political way that brings you to become thought about as embracing a certain political viewpoint, and get you in trouble because of that, and get the audience even in trouble because of that. And that is not right. Some events that take place around you, sometimes as a speaker, you should not even give any comment about them, because if you give any comment about them in a way that is true, that would expose you and expose the audience to whom you are delivering the speech to a lot of trouble. In that case, you better just get yourself away of the trouble and not even comment or not even talk about it. Sometimes you can use metaphors, you can use hints, you can use even analogies, you can even use some of the stories of the Quran or some of the verses from the Quran that suit the situations that you're trying to hint at, without exposing yourself completely into talking about the subject in detail. Sheikh Abdul Razak Afifi was a very famous scholar. He used to live in Egypt during the time of the King Farouk, and he used to deliver the speech of Friday. And sometimes the king would come up with decisions that would be thought of as persecution for the scholars and persecution for the Muslims. And the speaker, Sheikh Abdul Razak Afifi, wanted to deliver a message to the king and to the audience. And he was not able to give the speech in a very direct manner, because if he did that, he would definitely be in jail next day. So what he did actually was that he started to give analogies for what was going on, and the analogy that he used was the story of Moses and the Pharaoh, and how Moses and his people were persecuted by the Pharaoh. And he kind of like delivered the message to the people in a way that they definitely understood that he's hinting at what the king was doing. So everybody around him understood the message, but he never used clear or direct language in a way that would get him into trouble. He was that smart. Be very smart when it comes to using the language, because maybe when you use the language, you can use it in a way. You would use it in a way that gets you in danger sometimes. So be security. Be security minded. Be security minded. Be security minded, which means be cautious in your speech, not to get yourself or to get the audience into danger. Now, there is something that is completely unaccepted from the speaker, which is when the speaker is unaware about the daily events that take place in the world for the Muslims. For example, if we are in a time where Muslims, something very nice happened or something very good happened to the Muslims, the speaker should be aware about. If we are in a certain week where there is unfortunately a famine or a starvation that took place in a Muslim country, the speaker should be very well aware about. It's not acceptable from the speaker not to be aware about events that take place on daily basis to the Muslims around the world. Basically, because he wants to invite his brothers that who are in the audience to either financially support these Muslims that are going through starvation, or at least to pray to Allah for them. He should also be aware or knowledgeable about the political system in the world, which entails that he should be aware about who supports Islam versus who is antagonistic against Islam, who supports Islam and who fights Islam. He should be very aware about this issue, who's the enemy of Islam and who's the supporter of Islam, so that he also can warn the Muslims against the plights of the enemies of Islam, and make the Muslims well aware about these plights. And now there are two issues. The two issues that you should be aware about when you are a speaker. Number one, do not be exaggerative when you talk about the power or the strength of the enemies of Islam. Unfortunately, some speakers go exaggeratively, they exaggerate the power or the strength of the enemies of Islam to the extent that they make the audience hopeless about the victory of Islam someday, that Islam will never take victory someday. Actually, all you have to do is just to submit, raise the white flag, and deliver all the requirements of your enemy, no matter what these requirements are, and that there is no resistance, nothing. It's just that you have to submit. In that case, or actually, this is not accepted from a speaker, because it's not only an exaggeration from the speaker, it's also exaggeration for the truth itself. Because even though some enemies of Islam show some strength when it comes to the materialistic sides of this life, they are still short in many other sides of the life. You should also show to the Muslims the sides of their strength, or the points of their strength, and to basically point out for them where they are strong at and where they are weak at, so that they try to strengthen their weaknesses or to treat their weaknesses. And usually when you exaggerate about the strength of the enemies of Islam, that comes back with negative results, not positive results. Some people portray the events in the world as if everything that happens or everything that takes place where the Muslims have trouble with is because of the enemies of Islam. That's not necessarily true, because some of the problems that the Muslims are going through are because of the behavior of the Muslims themselves. So as a speaker, if we're going to give this as an example, it's not acceptable from you to attribute every weakness that the Muslims are going through. It's not acceptable from you to attribute it to the enemies of Islam. Many of the weaknesses that are within the Muslim body is because of the Muslims themselves. So basically, the point is, do not exaggerate the strength of the non-Muslims. And one other thing is, do not put all the Muslims in one pot. They are not a unified body. Look at the Muslims around you. They're scattered everywhere, and they're not one body. I made a mistake here. Actually, when you talk about the non-Muslims, do not put them in one pot. They are actually not one. They are different. They are not unified. You talk about the non-Muslims and you talk about them and you think that they are enemies of Islam. They are not all enemies of Islam. That's number one. Number two, when you talk about the enemies of Islam, the enemies of Islam are not all unified against Islam. They are not all actually unified within themselves. They are different within themselves. So do not portray them as one unified body. Another branch of knowledge that the speaker should be aware about is the current religions of people, current different religions of people. And what happened to these religions, and where they came from, and how people deviated to eventually engage such a religion. And you should be aware about the sources of these religions and the methods of people in engaging into these religions, or how people basically practice these religions, the different practices of these religions.
يبني على الأوهام. يعني أحيانا الخطيب يتصور أن النصارى يعتقدون أشياء وهم لا يعتقدونها
في الحقيقة. As a speaker, you cannot portray the Christians to the audience in a way that does not reflect the real creed of the Christians, because that makes your effort goes in vain, especially if people know, if your audience know that you're not telling the truth, or that you're not aware, or that you're not knowledgeable about what you're talking about, then your whole speech falls apart and you become in real trouble. So when you portray, for example, when you portray a specific religion in a specific manner, you got to be portraying it exactly or accurately as it is. Because if you're not accurate about that, you might really bring a lot of trouble to yourself, because that means you're not portraying it in the right way. As a speaker, also you should be aware about the political systems in the world. We mentioned that before, and not the political regimes. We're not talking about the socio-political systems, like socialism, capitalism, and so on and so forth. And what these systems or socio-political systems eventually adopt as the methodologies that they adopt.
بعض الخطباء مثلا قاموا يخطبون في بعض البلاد الإسلامية التي تبنت الاشتراكية.
For example, unfortunately, some Islamic countries couple of decades ago engaged school of thought of the socialism.
هناك يعني فروق.
And many speakers, many scholars actually stood up supporting that. Supporting the socialist school of thought. Some speakers support secularism, and they say that the secularism does not conflict with Islam, and in fact the secularism supports science and knowledge, and it does not conflict with Islam. And whoever says that is wrong, because secularism is basically is established on the principle that that religion should be separated from life, and that is all the way against Islam. Islam is a way of life, so it all the way conflicts with Islam, basically. So the scholar should be aware about all these socio-political systems, and should be very aware about the differences between these socio-political systems and how to differentiate between them and Islam. The speaker also should be very aware about the different Islamic movements, especially where he lives. Many societies usually in any country now in the world, you would find many societies many Islamic societies. So the speaker should be aware about these Islamic societies and should encourage people to engage these Islamic societies that are good, and try to treat the disorder within the Islamic societies that have disorders in a way that reunites the Muslims, in a way that unites the Muslims rather than separates them. So from what we said until now, it's very clear that the speaker should be very aware about the world around him. He cannot be separated from, he cannot be isolated from the world around him. These are the accessory branches of knowledge. Now we move into another requirement. So we mentioned that there are, when we talk about the characteristics of the speaker, just to put things into perspective again, when we talk about the characteristics of the speaker, we talk about innate characteristics and acquired characteristics. The acquired characteristics can be divided into several divisions. The first division is characteristics that can be acquired through learning. Through learning. The second division is the division of characteristics that can be acquired through practice. Not only learning, actually practice.
قال إن الفطرة والاطلاع وثروة الألفاظ والقراءة الكثيرة والعلم بالأصول.
So a lot of reading, a lot of knowledge
في تكوين الخطيب.
It's not enough for a good speaker to be a good speaker, because speech is based on multiple characteristics. One of them is articulation, the other is perfection of delivering a point, and multiple other characteristics that do not actually happen or do not come unless the speaker practiced a lot.
قرأ في القرآن والحديث والعقيدة والفقه وكذا كل هذا كله لا يكفي ليكون خطيبا هنا يأتي الدور على هذا القسم اللي هو ما يتعلق
so practice is required
والممارسة والتدرب قال ولم يبدأ خطيب حياته كاملا إلا
no speaker ever started
وكثير
perfect
من
except for one the prophet peace be upon him
الخطباء المشهورين
many good speakers had several shortcomings at the beginning. So these speakers kept on improving and improving until they became perfect. Nobody ever started perfect as a speaker except for the Prophet, peace be upon him. Many of the well-known speakers that the Islam knew started out with multiple shortcomings. Just as any beginner in any branch of knowledge or any branch of life, actually, practice is required either to polish a skill that is in its evolution or to bring the skill itself into being. So practice is required for articulation, for diction,
لتحسين الايه الاسلوب وتدريبات لتحسين الايه الافكار التي يتناولها
الخطيب
في خطبته ومن الرياضة التي تتعلق بالفكرة
efficiency of the delivery of ideas and the flows of the ideas And one of the things that require practice is relating the flows of the ideas to the depth of the ideas that is required to be delivered to the people. And how, when you deliver that depth of the ideas, how would you relate it to the daily lives of the people so that you would touch their hearts? So, selecting the ideas requires practice. And that means that you gotta be someone who ponders a lot about how people live their lives. You gotta be really aware about what makes people busy thinking, what people are asking about, what kind of controversies the people have amongst themselves. That all helps you to form the flow of your ideas when you deliver your speech. Now, when it comes to the articulation, you also have to rehearse. You have first of all to write your ideas, jot down your ideas, and rehearse these ideas in the correct structure and the correct grammatical form. So when you jot down, when you write down your speech, and this is really something recommended that you write down your speech, when you write down your speech before, when you prepare your speech, you have to start start writing it down, and when you write it down, you have to write it down in a way that is compliant to the correct Arabic structure, the correct language structure in which you're delivering your speech. And then when you deliver it, before you deliver it, you have to rehearse it so that you develop the skill of articulation. One of the good means to develop that articulation is to speak to people that you think have good articulation, or even to listen to them and imitate them. But that doesn't mean that you imitate them exactly, because as we've mentioned before, it's one of the bad characteristics of a speaker to imitate others as a copycat. Some speakers imitate others to the extent that even they imitate their voices, and that cancels their character, which is wrong. So when we talk about imitation here, that doesn't mean repetition. You don't repeat what others say, you just extract from them what you need to perfect your articulation. So when they, when you find out that they use nice structures, you can take these structures and reuse them in a way that does not cancel your character. Train yourself to speak in the right way, in a way that every character should be said in the way that it should be said, from the right source of the character. Every letter should be said in a way that that is not equivocal at all, and people should understand exactly what you're saying.
الحبسة أو وموت المواهب حباس الصوت والعجز عن الإلقاء ويعود نفسه للارتجال ما استطاع إلى ذلك.
And you should train yourself on being, as we mentioned before, being extemporaneous. Train yourself to read first from a sheet of paper that you wrote. And that sheet of paper should be, the text in the paper should be written in a way that is compliant with the grammar of the language in which you are delivering your speech. And then try to deliver the speech without referring to the paper, or without reading from the paper. One of the ways, or one of the means through which you can develop this skill is to listen to speakers that only that. Listen to people that try to read books before you, and try. And these people should try to make deliberate mistakes, and should have you, or you should try to correct these mistakes for them. These people should make grammatical mistakes, deliberate grammatical mistakes, and your job would be to correct these grammatical mistakes. Another way to develop the articulation is to start with very short speeches. What would you call them? Reflections. Just short reflections where you would sit after the prayer, for example, take the permission of the imam and deliver a very short reflection to the audience, who in that case would be the people who just prayed a certain prayer, congregational prayer. Take advantage of that and give a reflection of 5 minutes or even shorter. And if you stumble, do not give up. Because after all, no matter how you prepared, the only way to make sure that you can swim is to throw yourself into the water. There is no way that you'll become a good speaker until you deliver a speech. The only way you can swim is to get into the water. So no matter how you prepare, no matter how you rehearse, that is not all considered speech. It only becomes a speech when you target the audience, people. And if you stumble the first time, that is fine. Nobody ever started perfect, as we mentioned, except for the Prophet, peace be upon him. So don't give up and repeat the attempt. And the more you try, the more you will acquire the confidence that is required. And remember the example of Umar that we mentioned before, which is that Umar, on the day where Abu Bakr was about taking the succession after the death of the Prophet, peace be upon him, Umar prepared a speech. And he developed the flow of the ideas that he wants to deliver to the people. There is no way that you design your khutbah or your speech during delivering it that could lead into a disaster. Because if you are not skillful enough, or even if you're skillful enough, you will definitely make mistakes. So preparation is a must. Preparation is a must. Even Umar ibn Khattab himself prepared his speech. So we'll stop here, and we will, inshallah, continue the next session, which is going to be, inshallah, next Tuesday. And may peace be upon the Prophet.